Borrowing, like ownership, is one of the most unique concepts of Rust. This video will take you through several examples of borrowing and show you how you can use it to help you write memory-safe code. Let's look back at the code example from the ownership video. As it's written now, this code will throw an error when we try to compile it. This is because when we pass the say string to the printout function, that function took ownership of it. Let's do a quick review of what happens on the stack and the heap when you move ownership of a value. If we create a string variable called say, and then move the value of say to another string variable called say2, the original say variable will be invalidated. What if, instead of moving the value of the say string, we cloned it using Rust's clone method? Then it would copy the value of our first string to an additional location on the heap. And then the new string, say2, on the stack, would point to the new location on the heap. Therefore, if we dropped our first string, our second string would still be valid. Let's pass a clone of the say string to the printout function so it takes ownership of the clone of our say string, not the original string. Now, when we run the code with cargo, it runs successfully. Cloning works in some scenarios, but if we don't want to create a full copy on both the stack and the heap, we can use a technique called borrowing. Borrowing a variable creates a reference to the value of that variable. It does not transfer ownership, nor does it make a new copy of the value on the heap. We create a reference to a variable by putting an ampersand in front of it. And in order to pass a reference to a variable to a function, we need to modify the printout function to take a reference to a string rather than a string itself. And now the code works. Instead of passing ownership of our original string to the printout function, we created a reference to the value of the string and passed that reference. This means the main function kept ownership of the original string and we could use it again. In the Rust community, we say the other function borrowed the value of our original string. If you have some experience with Rust and are wondering why I used a reference to a string rather than a string slice, it's because string slices are out of scope for this particular video. If you'd like to learn more about when you would use a reference to a string and when you would use a string slice, check out this section of the Rust language book. This video introduced you to the concepts of cloning and borrowing variables. Tune into the next video for more examples and more information about the rules of borrowing in Rust.